the head coach of the University of Maine, Joe Harris-Simiak. Good morning, Coach Harris-Simiak.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. As I touched on, you guys in one of many exciting games around the conference this weekend, go on the road and defeat Delaware 28-21. Give me your breakdown of the game.
Yeah, it was a hard-fought game, as we knew it was going to be. We knew it was going to come down to having to make plays in the fourth quarter. Obviously, we were lucky enough to do that with the 62-yard fumble recovery, the scoop and score for us. That eventually, obviously, was with the go-ahead score. I'm just proud of the way we kept fighting. You know, it was a tough battle game, and we were down 14-13. And then they come back and then they tie it at 21, and then we go on the field, and then we missed the field goal with about 2 minutes left, and that's the second time that's happened this year. The game had happened at UConn as well, and just the battle back from that just kind of shows the toughness of our kids and that we're never out of game. So it was really nice to see our guys get a road win in the CAA. You know, we hadn't done that in almost a year. I believe the last one was a year ago at Albany. So, that was the goal for us, to get our first road win and against a talented and well-coached team like Delaware. It was really good for us.
How much you guys have played in some tough road environments? You mentioned the UConn game that went to the wire and Toledo and some others. How much do you feel like maybe the experience of some of those early games helped you in this one?
Yeah, I definitely think it did. You know, I noticed our guys did a good job of staying in the moment the whole game. You know, I don't think anything razzled them. There was plenty of reasons, and they made some big plays down the stretch to kind of, throw us off our game if we weren't ready for that. And I think, playing against UConn, against Toledo, in those environments and having to play well in the fourth quarter and struggling at those two spots kind of maybe set the tone for us to get a fourth quarter win, on the road. And I think that just the experience from that was key. And our kids kept fighting, and we eventually made a big play, and that's what it's all about.
We're here with Maine head coach Joe Harris-Simiak. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star 1 on your keypad, and we've got a couple of queue for you, Angela, if you'll get those for us.
Your first question comes from Larry Mahoney with Bangor Daily News.
Hey, Joe, how are you?
Good, Larry. What's up?
Joe, just a multiple question. Number one, potential breakthrough game for Dan Collins. Number two, what do you do about your kicking game? Number three, you rolled out your star, Shimunga. Is he going to be back, and how much did that hurt you in the run defense?
Yeah, I think nothing surprised me about Dan's performance. I know he's played up and down a little bit, but he's always had that talent. He did a great job. Probably the best play he made all night was on the third four. He checked the ball down to the running back when he saw cover two, and those are the things he hasn't been doing. So he's been working hard. Last week we believed in him, and we'll keep believing in him. So that wasn't too shocking from Danny to play well. We got to fix the kicking game. We're going to continue to work on that. We have what we have, so us as coaches, we got to figure it out. That's on us to demand it of those guys. But we got to start executing kicks. We're a Division I football team. We got to hit 35-yard field goals to potentially win a game. So it's both sides of it, coaches and players. We got to get that fixed. And then Malumba will be back. We should be back practicing on Tuesday. We should be good to go.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from Mike Lowe with Portland.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Mike. What's going on?
Not much. Hey, you always have a message for the team when they get together on Sunday. What's the message this week coming off that big win and heading into an equally big game with Albany?
Yeah, I think coming out of the Bryan game, we had our first win, and then our message last week was to take care of us again and really try and get our first road win. And now that we've done that, now it's the message is that we got to keep this thing rolling. We got two in a row, and our guys know we have all conference games left, but we have to take it one week at a time. Albany's a very talented team; they're well coached. We've always had a great amount of respect for them. Me working on Coach Cosgrove when Coach Ford was there, now Coach Gattuso. So we know them; they're a familiar foe. We have great respect for them, so we got to come out and ready to play. They beat us last time they came up here in a game that came down to the fourth quarter again. So the message this week is just let's keep this thing rolling. Let's continue to get us better. I think it'll help us, obviously, that we won this last game, you know, to correct some mistakes. It's always easy to correct the mistakes with a win. So we got to stay positive and then keep these guys rolling, take care of our bodies, and be ready for another battle this weekend.
The run defense, I mean, you guys have always prided yourselves on defense, Joe, and you're giving up a lot of yardage in the run game. You talk about correctable mistakes. Are these correctable mistakes that you can help use to fix this?
Yeah, they are. You know, that's not surprising. That's extremely disappointing. We have to get that fixed. It starts with us as coaches. You know, I will give a lot of credit to both Jamie and Delaware. They have talented backs, talented O-lines, and we went against two of the, you know, top rushing offenses in the conference. So I got to give them credit as well. But, you know, we're known for stopping the run. I think we finished toward the top of the league, and we're just not doing it right now. And we got to look at ourselves as coaches first. We got to clean some things up. But ultimately, I think it comes down to tackling. You know, we got to tackle better. You know, their running back did an unbelievable job of making our guys miss, and that's a credit to him. But we got to tackle better, and we know we got to get that straight. One of these games we're going to end up on the other side, and we're going to be really upset with our run defense, and we got to get fixed.
Thanks, Joe.
Yep.
Your next question comes from Kevin Trisoli with Delaware Online.
Hey, Joe, if you could just kind of elaborate a little bit on what you were just saying. I wanted to ask you about Wes Hills, Delaware's running back. He had the fourth highest rushing total in Delaware history on Saturday. What makes him such a difficult guy to stop for a defense?
Yeah, I think I mentioned it, you know, just before. It's the ability for him to break tackles. You know, you always game plan stuff, and you're going to have one-on-one tackle that you got to make, whether it's in the alley or whether it's in the hole inside, and we didn't do that, and that's a credit to him. You know, we got to step on his toes. We got to run through the thigh board. We didn't do that. We were lunging a lot, but, you know, he also broke a lot of tackles. And, you know, I thought their O-line played well. They were reaching our guys up front a lot. We have to fit things better, make no mistake about it, but you got to give credit where credit is due, and he did a great job. He's a talented kid. You know, I didn't realize, I guess when I saw him in pregame, I didn't realize how long he is either. I mean, he's a big back. You know, because sometimes when you watch the film, you really don't see that. And, you know, he set the tone from the very first play of the game. You know, we didn't set the edge, and he took advantage of it. And it was a challenge to stop him all day, and we got to get that cleaned up.
Thanks, Coach.
Yep, no problem.
Joe, you talked a little bit about Dan Collins' effort with the 307 yards, and you guys have, you know, a week ago, we were talking about how good your running game was with Josh Mack, and then that you slowed down a little bit, and you're able to throw it. How nice is a coach or to have that sort of balance to be able to adjust with what's not working and what's working, and being able to use the passing game when the running game wasn't working Saturday?
Yeah, you know, Danny did a great job. I think one of the most impressive things, Dan, you know, it was wet down there. You know, it was raining, and he threw a great ball in the rain, which not a lot of, you know, sometimes your quarterbacks, I know Coach Cohen was talking about it before the game, after the game, that he had trouble throwing the ball in the rain. You know, it's some quarterbacks do, and Danny didn't have any trouble. He did a great job with his progressions, and that was probably the nicest thing to see. And like I said, I thought the best play he made all day was the 3rd and 4. He checked it down into a Tampa 2 look, and he hasn't been doing that. He's been forcing the ball down the field a little bit. So to see that, he makes some big plays on 3rd down, was really key for us to see. And you know, credit goes to them on the defensive line. You know, they stopped us a little bit. We've got to do a better job at running the ball and hitting some things. But I think we realized that we were going to try and we would have to throw the ball to win the game. And we put our guys in great positions to do that. We did hit some runs. I thought we had a good game plan that last drive. We hit some big runs. Zaire Williams hit some runs to set us up. But again, it comes down to our guys making good catches as well.
And he did a pretty good job, spread the ball around to a lot of different receivers. But another big game from Micah Wright and 5 catches also from Leo Reed. Do you feel like you guys have as good of weapons on the outside as maybe anybody?
Yeah, we're very confident in that group. I mean, we got guys that are returning. You know, we know what Micah can do. Micah has shown that. I think one of the brightest things to see has been the play of Jaleel Reed. The kid just continues to make big catch after big catch. You know, he caught a ball on 3rd down in traffic in between 3 guys, which is a huge catch to keep the drive going. Then obviously he catches the corner ball for a touchdown. You know, and then obviously we had our tight ends get involved this game, you know, with I think 5 total catches with a touchdown. Jeremy Salmon had 2 big catches, both on one third down, one was another corner ball. So it's just, you know, Danny, because of the way he's playing right now and his progressions, is allowing this to happen. You know, it's not like he's trying to force the ball like he was 2 weeks ago. He's taking his time, he's progressing. It's a tribute to him, it's a tribute to the coaches. But it's nice to see him spreading the ball around.
I got one more media question for you, too, if you'll get that, Angela.
You have a follow-up question from Larry Mahoney of Bengler Daily News.
Yeah, Joe, we talked during the week about tight ends, and they got involved this week, 5 catches. Is that a trend you see now? The tight ends has been introduced, really, to the passing game. You see that as being something you're going to go forward with?
Yeah, I mean, you know, to be honest, the tight end's been there. We just haven't been probably getting him the ball or just having come in his progression. So, you know, this Saturday and throughout his progressions with the play calls, he was able to find a tight end, which was nice. You know, and then we have to continue to, if the progression allows him to get to the tight end and it's one of his progressions, we'll get there. The tight end will always be there on the pass routes, but I think that just depends on what the defense are playing and how Danny reads it.
All right, Joe, thanks as always for the time this morning, and we'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, thank you.